Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for listening to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we bring you the best of health, that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits, and that we bring you information that is useful and that you would want to share with other people. And the reason for that is because we have a giver's mindset. And our mindset is to help people to get a better understanding of not only life around them, but hopefully to get a better understanding of their lives as a whole. That's why we bring the different guest speakers and all of the other professionals onto the show so that we can share good and useful information. Today's show, we're also going to share some good information, and we're going to hopefully make you think a little bit about what's going on around you and what parts you play and the different things that happen around you, with you, for you, and by you. So that's why we called today's show about chains, you know, the chains that hold us. And when we talk about the chains that hold us, we're talking about some of those chains are physical and some of those chains are mental. However, it really doesn't matter which way you look at it, there are chains that are holding you back. There are chains that are holding you down. There are chains that are not allowing you to be the individual that you were meant to be. As you have heard me say on many occasions, each and every person has greatness within them. Well, that's true. And everybody has their trials and tribulations and the different things that they experience in their lives and different outcomes from those experiences. But the question is, why are these experiences happening? Why are we going through these changes? Why is one person's life just a miracle and all the right things happen at all the right times and they live a certain life of plenty and fulfillment, you know, and have, you know, a happy life, happy environment, happy relationships, all of these different things. Yet some of us can't seem to get out of the bed in the morning without a frown. We can't seem to find a positive light at the end of the rainbow. We can't seem to do well in our relationships. We keep destroying our finances. We keep setting ourselves up or feeling as though we're in a position or being set up to fail. Well, today's show, I'd like everybody to come to the show with an open mind and think about some of the things that I'm saying and see really what's the root cause of the problems that you're experiencing or the root cause of the problems that other people around you are experiencing. Or should you be listening to some of the people that you're listening to? Should you be around some of the people that you're around? Are they also part of your problem? Again, I guess it depends on how you look at it as a whole. But like I said, everyone has their ups and downs. The questions are, are you creating those ups and downs? Because guess what? At the end of the day, what are most people looking for? They're looking for happiness. They're looking for joy. They're looking for pleasure. They're looking for a way to find meaning in this thing that we call life. However, there are so many people out there that don't take any real efforts. They don't play active roles in their happiness. They don't play an active role in their joy. They don't actually do things to help facilitate the things that they say they want. And when I say the things that they say they want, I'm saying that everybody's saying that they want joy. If we go into a room right now and we were to ask everybody in that room, do you want cancer? Do you want sickness? Do you want pain? Do you want misery? Everybody in the room would say, no. If I asked everybody in the room to raise your hand, if I asked you right now to raise your hand if you would like to be rich, if you would like to be happy, if you would like to be successful, if you would like to be, you know, in good shape, if you would like to lose weight, if you would like to be stronger, if you would like to be smarter. If I was to ask any person, including you right now, if you would want those things, strong relationship, strong understanding of the world, all of these different things, the majority of people, including you, and basically I'm talking to you, would say, yes, I want those things. Well, today's show is to talk about the fact that if you truly did want these things, then you would start doing the things to bring them into your life. You know, Einstein was considered a genius. Yet Einstein constantly talked about vibrations. He constantly was thankful. He was constantly thanking people and thanking the Almighty or the infinite universe or whatever. He was thanking it for giving him the opportunity to gain that knowledge, to gain that information. Now, here's a man that was considered one of the smartest men in the world. However, what was he doing? He was constantly giving thanks. He was constantly looking to learn. He was open to receive any and all information that could help him to understand the world around him and understand the universe. However, most of us wake up every day miserable. We wake up with back pain. We wake up because we don't want to go to that job. We wake up because we're not happy. We wake up with all of these different things that are negative in our lives, and we concentrate on the things that are negative and the things that we don't want and the things that we don't need and the things that are a problem to us. But very few of us are taking any actions to actually bring the opposite to bear. And there was a saying, the things that you concentrate on are the things that appear. The things that you give strength and power to are the things that seem to flood your life. You know, we all have something called an imagination, yet most of us spend our imagination on worry. We spend our imagination on horrors. We spend our imagination on saying, oh, well, that person pissed me off, or that person upset me, or I can't see why they're doing this to me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, everybody that's listening, you that are listening, nobody can make you feel bad. Nobody can cause you to like them or dislike them. The ultimate decision, the ultimate choice, including the ultimate choice in your joy and your happiness, is up to you. Because I don't have the power. They don't have the power, and they don't have the right to bring misery into your life. And they can't. The only person, the only being on this planet that can bring discontentment and hate and all of these other things into any one of our lives is us. We feed the dragon that we fear. Why is because a lot of us don't feel as though we deserve the things that we claim that we want. So we take active part in sabotaging all of the things that we say we want by doing the very opposite of those things that we want. We flood ourselves every day with negativity. What is the news 9 times out of 10? It's negative. What's the newspapers 9 times out of 10? Negative. What's the magazines we read? Negative. What are the movies we watch? We talk about action movies, but what are they filled with? Most of them are filled with negativity. We deal with people that have a negative mindset, negative people with a negative draw. And what do? They drain from us. All right? We will spread the bad news a heck of a lot quicker than we'll spread the good news. We'll constantly share things that are negative with other people instead of looking for the good things that are in those same people. We're constantly judging people. Well, guess what? How can you judge anyone unless you're perfect? Since none of us are perfect, nobody can truly judge anyone. So coming back to my main goal here, the main goal is, in order for us to be successful, we have to stop putting people down. We have to pull ourselves up, We need to reevaluate our lives, understand that none of us are perfect, and all of us have a way to go. All of us have different things to learn. All of us have different things to experience. And we can all experience those things if we'll open ourselves up to see the possibilities and the positive probabilities of things that are actually out there for us. So you're your problem. Your success and successes are your creation. The only person that's in charge is you. Yes, there are bad people in the world, but there are bad people in the world because they're getting the wrong messages, they're accepting the wrong messages, and then they're sharing that out. But understand, too, that those people that are the bad people in the world, they're not your problem. Your only problem and your only concern is you. If each and every one of us get the positive thoughts and positive energy into our lives and concentrate on making ourselves the best individuals that we could be and keeping that positive light, the rest of the world would follow suit. And those few people that refuse to adhere to that positive energy, that refuse to take those steps to make themselves better, guess what? They'll stand out more and more. They won't be able to act. They won't be able to fake it anymore. Why? Because it'll be so evident that they're the real oddballs out. You know, there's nothing wrong with being part of the minority as long as the minority is right. Because guess what? That minority that's right, that small minority that's right, will eventually become the majority that's right. Why? Because as other people see that this is the right thing to do and the right way to go, more and more people will gravitate towards that minority status, making it what? The majority. Human beings are the only beings on the planet, the only animals on the planet that do not adapt to their environment. We are the only beings on the planet that are constantly sabotaging our own lives and our own existence, even though we know that the things that we're doing are negative, even though we know that the things that we're doing are not going to help us to move to the next level. There's something wrong with that. We're constantly trying to be different, where, guess what? By trying to be different, you're being like everybody else. Why? Because each individual was already born different. Even though we're all part of the same energy field, and even though we're all part of the same overall magnificence of the universe, you've got so many people trying so hard to be different, or trying to be like somebody else on television, or trying to be like somebody else in the movies. Well, if you really look at the people that you see, the singers, the actors, all of those different individuals that are what we call shining stars, you'll get one or two that are really shining stars to a certain degree as far as the physical world. However, if you really look at each and every one of those people, a lot of the people that are now stars are actually some other carbon copy of someone else. They're not really individuals. You know, I mean, just look at them. Look at the people that you know of, and look at some of the commercials, and then look at some of the other people that have been adapted or that have been accepted into our community as leaders or as figures to follow, and then look at all of the different characteristics that a lot of these people have in common. And I'm not talking about leadership. I'm not talking about, you know, charisma. I'm talking about kind of a watered-down version of whatever it is that everybody seems to be gravitating to, because that's the popular look. That's the popular fashion. That's the popular color. That's the popular way of doing things. Everyone, again, is like that snowflake. They are a unique individual. If you want to be different, stop trying to be different. Just be you. If you want to have success in your life, stop blaming your mother, your father, your girlfriend, your grandmother, your great-grandmother, and just be you. There's a young man that I met many years ago. His name was Isaac. And Isaac was born with some birth defects, or some what most people would call disabilities. And the one thing that made Isaac the most unique individual in my high school, because we were in high school, was not that he didn't look like everybody. It was that as far as he was concerned, he was just as good as everybody there. All right? I don't even think he was 4 feet tall. However, everything about him had confidence in it. There was a certain vibration, a certain resonance in his way. There was a certain zest for life that Isaac had that made him extremely unique. So even though he wasn't, to a lot of people, handsome, he was probably one of the best-looking guys there. Why? Because of the fact that he had an aura that gave him that handsomeness. He wasn't the biggest guy. He wasn't the most muscular guy, you know. However, he had a presence that was bigger than all outdoors. Why? Because Isaac was not trying to be anybody but Isaac. Even though, again, his stature was short, you know, his head may not have been shaped like everybody else's. His mind was more vibrant. His spirit was stronger than many of the kids that were considered the kids to be. You know, he was, even though he wasn't a basketball star, he was a star of the universe. He was a star of the people. Why? Because he was being him. There was no faking to Isaac. You know, as far as he was concerned, he belonged. And because of his attitude and his sheer inner magnetism, everyone accepted him. And to this day, he's a successful young man. He has a family. And he lives a normal and regular life, to where there are many people that don't have any of the so-called disabilities that he has. However, they have all of these problems. They don't have a relationship. They're constantly blaming their mother and their fathers for their bad decisions or their bad choices. They're constantly looking for love in the wrong places. They're constantly trying to be different. They're constantly trying to pigeonhole somebody else for the responsibilities that they should have taken responsibility for. Because guess what? If you continue to do the things that you've continued to do, you're going to continue to get the same things you've continually gotten. But I again bring him up because he was just a phenomenal individual. And I haven't spoken to him physically actually spoken to him in years. But I see him on social media, Facebook, things along that nature, and he's still a powerful individual. You know, he's still, you know, even though he's 4 feet tall, he's still a 6 foot giant. You know, even though he's not physically, doesn't have a strong physical presence, he has a strong metaphysical presence. He has a strong spirit. He has a strong way of thinking. So the show is about the chains that hold you physically and mentally. He had physical chains, but mentally he had none. He had limitations that people saw. However, in his mind, he had no limitations, because in truth, he had no limitations. In reality, he had no limitations. And it was the people that supposedly were physically normal that had the most chains, the most things against them. Why? Because they put them there. They created them in their minds, and from that creation, from that belief that those things were real, they became real. The road to success and the road to failure are almost exactly the same. That was by Colin Davis. Again, like they said in Alice in Wonderland, they asked Alice, where do you want to go? She said, I don't know. Then the character in Alice in Wonderland said, then any road will take you there. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to believe in yourself. You have to decide what you're going to do, what you're going to be, and how you're going to get there, and then start working towards it. Even if you don't know how you're going to get there, you need to actually at least know where you want to be. And then as you start to do the things that are going to send you in that direction, you're going to make adjustments. You know, when a plane is flying in the air at 3,000, 2,000, whatever, 25,000 feet, what's happening? There's constantly the computer in that plane is making slight adjustments. Why? Because 90% of the time, actually I think it's 95% of the time, that plane is off course. Why? Because it's flying in the sky. It's not on a road. So those constant corrections get it to its destination. Destiny is not a matter of chance. It is a matter of choice. It is not a thing that we wait for. It is a thing that we achieve, by William Jennings Bryan. If you want to get somewhere, if you want a particular goal, and you have a particular goal, then guess what? You need to take the correct actions to get there. And if you make a mistake, you need to step back and realize that you've made a mistake, make a course correction, fix the mistake, and move to the next level. You know, I had a young man recently send me a letter about 2 years ago. And in the letter, he asked me, why did I make him do certain things and I didn't make somebody else do them? And the letter really threw me aback. And the reason it threw me aback is because two people are not the same. And it doesn't matter what somebody did to you. It matters what you learn from it and how you take that information and use it to make your life better, to make you better. Stop trying to compare yourself to other people, because guess what? Each individual is just that, an individual, unique and different in every way. You know, there was another person, I think it was Tom Upton. Tom Upton said that if you just go with the flow, no matter what weird thing happens along the way, you will always end up exactly where you belong. So if you don't take a stand for yourself, if you don't do the things that you know that are going to get you where you need to get, and one of the reasons that you're doing them is because you want to prove somebody else wrong, then guess what? You're going to continue to swing with the rest of the knuckleheads, and you're going to end up with the rest of the knuckleheads, or in some cases, maybe worse. But whose fault is that? The fault is yours. I talked to another young man not too long ago who actually ended up going to prison, all right, because he believed somebody that had a strong character, and that strong character was of the negative sense. So this young man ended up losing a year or two of his life to go to prison for a young man who, guess what, may not have been his enemy, but clearly was not his friend. And why do I say he was not his friend? Because the gentleman that got him involved did no time, has no record, did not go to jail, and has gone on with his life. However, the young man that went to jail now has a record. His life is going to be forever changed because there are doors that would have been open to him that are now closed and going to be closed for a very long time. Why? Because he has this criminal past. Does it diminish the young man's ability to do a great job? No, it doesn't. However, in the eyes of the community that we live in the world that we live in, this young man has now been removed from a pool of different opportunities that could have been afforded to him. Why? Because he chose the wrong path. And now, of course, he now needs to move on and create a path that's going to work for him. But the whole thing is, and he seems to be doing that, but the whole thing is that this young man allowed another person to interact into his life, and then he accepted this as being the right thing. Well, guess what? Now it's time to understand that you want to be a grown-up, then you need to act like a grown-up. You need to understand that the chains that hold you are physical or mental. Which ones you decide to let hold you, you let hold you. You don't have to let either hold you, but you have to take responsibility for what's happened, and now you need to make the corrections to move your life forward in a positive way and let go of all that negativity that you're holding inside. Let go of all that negativity that is not going to serve you. Understand that if you continue to fester on the negative is going to be what you get in return. And you're not going to experience the happiness that you want. So first, we have to believe in ourselves. Two, we have to not only believe in ourselves, but we have to get a good counsel. And that good counsel is people that we know and trust that are going to tell us the truth, whether we want to hear it or not, whether we want to believe it or not. And then we need to accept it as what it is and then make the correct decision. Steve Maboli said that today is a new day. Hiding from your history only shackles you. Not only shackles you, it holds you. We can't undo a single thing that has been done, but we can make decisions today that propel us to a life we want and towards the healing we need. Today's a new day, ladies and gentlemen. Today is a new day to the people that are listening. Believe in yourself and take the positive actions to get you to where you want to be. Understand that no matter what's happened to you in your life, you can have joy, you can have happiness, you can find love. But don't make excuses. Don't settle for something that you really don't want because it's what you think that you can get. Get what you know that's due you. Everybody is entitled to happiness. Everybody is entitled to joy. Stop looking for a quick fix. Nothing happens in a day. Nothing happens overnight. Because the things that went wrong didn't happen in a day. They didn't happen overnight. It was something that happened with time. So you need to apply the joy and happiness quotient just as hard and just as diligently as you applied the other stuff. But it starts first with believing in yourself, letting go, moving on, and understanding that today is now. You know, there's an old saying from Kung Fu Panda that I really like. It said, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is the present, and that's why they call it a gift. Or excuse me, today is a gift, and that's why they call it the present. I messed that up. Understand that today is your gift. You can't do anything about the past. You can't really control the future. But if you make the present the best that you could possibly make it, the future and you will be okay. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I want to thank you for listening, and I hope that the message that was shared was helpful. Rich Sister, how are you? And thanks for listening to the show. Rich Sister has a show on Blog Talk. And if you'd like to listen to her show, please tune into her show. Just go on to Blog Talk Radio and type in Rich Sister. That's RichSistah. And that's Rich Sister. And she'll be more than happy to dazzle you with all of the great information that she has. Her show is on the biblical term, more of the trying to get you to understand that God is with you or the universe is on your side. You just have to be on your side too, and you'll move forward with the happiness that is due you. Because guess what? We all want great things for you, just like you want great things for you, and so does the Lord. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to the Zurian Show, and I hope that you'll share this show with anyone and everyone that you think that it could help. And as some of my other people would say, God loves you and we love you too. You guys take care, be well, and as always, I wish you much success, joy, and happiness. Take care, and thank you for sharing some time with me today. Take care.